This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the big payment due from Venezuela today, $1.2 billion, or the government there could default. Russia's state-owned oil company Rosneft has already made billions of dollars of loans to the cash-strapped nation. It's part of a strategy of Russia making firmer friends through energy investments in unstable countries where the U.S. can't or won't invest. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank has more.
Venezuela's suffered years of economic mismanagement. It's seen a steep oil price collapse and, more recently, U.S. sanctions. Russia's state oil company Rosneft has lent it billions. Why? Jason Bordoff is with the Center on Global Energy Policy at Columbia University.
Moscow's getting access to cheap supplies of oil in an important geopolitical region.
And access to U.S. assets. Last year, Rosneft took a nearly 50% stake in Venezuela's U.S. refining subsidiary Citgo as collateral for a loan. Adam Siminski is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says if Venezuela does default,
it's very possible that Rosneft would end up owning a portion of or all of Citgo,
a company that's responsible for about 4% of the U.S. gasoline supply. Siminski says Congress could and likely would challenge that on national security grounds. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.